GPT-5.6 goes classified. 35 nations sign the AI supply chain. Pact, good morning and happy Saturday. I'm your morning AI host, and today the biggest story in AI isn't just about a new model. It's about who gets to use it and who gets to shape the global rules around it. Let's get into it. OpenAI dropped a bombshell yesterday, unveiling the GPT-5.6 model family. Three variants named Sol, Terra, and Luna. Sol is the flagship, built for frontier reasoning tasks. Terra is positioned as the everyday workhorse, and Luna rounds things out as a lightweight, fast option. Tiered models, new max and ultra reasoning modes, and lower API pricing than GPT-5 all make this a significant upgrade. But here's the twist. You can't use any of them yet, unless the U.S. government says you can. OpenAI confirmed it agreed to restrict the rollout to, quote, trusted partners, at the explicit request of the Trump administration, which cited national security concerns. CNBC, Axios, and Quartz all confirmed the same details. Access is gated by a government-vetted approval process, and OpenAI says broad availability is coming in the coming weeks. But the vetting process, in their words, shouldn't become the long-term norm. That caveat is doing a lot of work. For the first time, we're watching a frontier AI model launch where Washington is literally the gatekeeper deciding who gets the keys. Crypto traders, meanwhile, couldn't help noticing the names. Sol, Terra, and Luna are all associated with blockchain projects, and that set off a brief frenzy online. OpenAI has not commented on the naming coincidence. On the geopolitical front, the U.S. hosted its second PAX Silica Summit this week, and the results are substantial. 35 nations, including India, Italy, South Korea, and multiple Latin American countries, signed a joint declaration on AI supply chain policy. The initiative is focused on building trusted, resilient chip and AI infrastructure chains, essentially creating an allied bloc for semiconductor and model access outside Chinese influence. Reuters noted that Italy joined despite an ongoing diplomatic spat between Prime Minister Meloni and the Trump administration, a signal of just how high the stakes are. The U.S. State Department also announced a pilot AI supply chain credentialing project in Panama, the first operational test of the PAX Silica framework in a partner country. 35 countries is not a coalition of the willing. It's starting to look like a new trade order being drawn in silicon. Separately, a regulatory pivot that flew somewhat under the radar. The U.S. government partially reversed export restrictions on Anthropic's Mythos 5 AI system, ending what was described as a two-week high-stakes freeze. Details are still emerging, but this matters because it signals the administration is willing to use export controls as active policy levers on domestic AI labs, not just foreign competitors. On the education front, both Taylor University and the University of Idaho announced new AI degree programs this week. That brings the count of institutions launching dedicated AI bachelor's programs to well over 100 in 2026 alone. The race isn't just at the frontier model layer. It's happening in every classroom. And on cybersecurity, ASU researchers published a sharp reminder that AI is simultaneously the best attack tool and the best defense tool in the security stack. As AI-powered pen testing tools accelerate, the same capabilities are being absorbed into automated defense systems. The gap between offense and defense in cybersecurity is closing. Not because attacks are slowing down, but because AI on both sides is getting faster. So what's the thread connecting all of this? Control. The U.S. government is now actively shaping who builds AI, who distributes it, and which countries get to participate in the supply chain. We're entering an era where the most important question in AI isn't which model is best, it's who decides who gets access. One business idea to leave you with. There is a clear growing market for AI access compliance consulting as government-gated model access becomes real. And today's GPT-5.6 story is the proof of concept. Enterprises are going to need help navigating vetting processes, supply chain credentialing under PAX Silica, and export control frameworks. a boutique firm focused exclusively on AI regulatory access, similar to how defense contractors have specialized compliance consultants, could be highly lucrative right now. I'm your morning AI host. Stay sharp, and I'll see you tomorrow.